Tom Homan on arresting sanctuary city leaders harboring illegals, wait till you see what's coming. By Hannah Knudsen on May 2, 2025. The Trump administration has plans for leaders of sanctuary cities who are harboring illegal aliens. Trump border czar Tom Homan previewed this week, cheekily telling reporters to wait and see what will happen. The president signed an executive order just this week threatening to defund sanctuary cities for their policies. A reporter told Homan, asking why the administration does not just arrest the leaders of these sanctuary cities who are harboring illegal aliens from deportation. "Wait till you see what's coming," Homan said with a smile. "Watch." Homan's warning coincides with the warning shot he delivered during a press conference this week, making it clear that officials or judges harboring illegal immigrants will be prosecuted. "So I said from day one, you don't have to support ICE's Immigration and Customs Enforcement operations. You can support sanctuary cities if that's what you desire to do," Homan said during the press conference, expressing confusion as to why the leaders of these sanctuary areas would place illegal aliens over their duty to protect their communities. "Any public official, your mayor, city councilman, or governor, their number one responsibility is protection of the communities," he said, explaining that ICE is targeting public safety threats and national security threats. "I can't believe there's any elected official, and especially a judge, that doesn't believe we should be doing that, and they should be helping us," he continued. "But I said in day one, you can sit aside and watch again. You can argue against us. Protest all you want, but when you cross that line, I've said this 1,000 times. When you cross that line to impediment or knowingly harboring or concealing an illegal alien migrant, you will be prosecuted, judge or not," Homan warned. His warning follows his longtime vow to travel to sanctuary cities and bring hell with him. And he has done just that, overseeing 380 ICE arrests in the Boston area alone in March.